And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is frauds of one kind or another. Each of my guests is discussing avoiding frauds, whether it's hiring a new employee, an economic policy for a president, and out-and-out financial fraud. My next guest is a credit and money manager. She'll help us protect ourselves against Christmas frauds to make sure that our holiday season remains jolly. And if you have questions or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Erica Sandberg is nationally recognized credit and money management authority. She currently serves as the producer and host of a unique personal finance program called Adventures in Money. Prior to launching her own financial writing and consulting business in 2008, Erica was affiliated with the Consumer Credit Counseling Service of San Francisco for over 10 years. Joining us from, it looks like, New York, welcome to the show. How are you today, Erica?
I'm doing great, and I'm so happy to be here. It's an important subject.
It is, and I'm glad to have you on as a subject matter expert. Well, let me just set the stage. I mean, there's a disheartening statistic that I read. According to the Federal Trade Commission, more than 700,000 consumer complaints in 2010 were fraud-related. Consumers reported paying over $1.7 billion, that's billion with a B, for these complaints. Now, this is a particularly bad time for fraudsters to be out. Why are the holidays particularly busy for fraudsters and scammers?
Well, basically, all sorts of reasons. People are really busy. They're shopping more than they typically do. And the fraudsters will take advantage of it. they'll look for any nook and cranny and kind of work their way in. And that's why it was just so great to be able to partner with Western Union and kind of get the word out that to be really, really careful, and especially concerning sending money this way, sending cash through these very fast transactions. You want to be real careful with who you get your cash over to.
Absolutely you do. And I want to dive into that in a little more detail in just a minute if I can, Erica. But are these fraudsters, are they really playing on our sense of the holidays, the good feeling, the warmth, the good cheer that we all feel at this time of the year?
Well, you know, there's a couple of different scams out there, and with one of them, the answer is absolutely. And that one is it's online shopping. It really is. If you're looking for a really great deal, and I'm not talking about the major retailers. I'm talking about, you know, people who are selling independently or seemingly independently. There's often this kind of boiler room of you know, kind of horrible people out there who are looking to take your money. But, you know, they'll sell things like they'll put ads up on Craigslist and online auction companies and say, you know, we've got this great laptop. It retails at $2,500. But it's, you know, if you send cash today, you can get it for $600. And it really plays into somebody's sense of immediacy. First of all, Christmas is around the corner.
Right.
And so if you want that gift right now and you've got to get it in your hands, you know, yeah, you've got to get it done. And also, if the offer is going to be snapped up by somebody else, you start to kind of feel the sense of panic, like, ooh, if I don't get it, someone else will. And then you send in, you wire over the cash, and then it's gone. The product just never arrives. And it's just terrible. And the holiday season is really when this type of crime bumps up.
My guest is Erica Sandberg. Erica, I mean, the truth is, if you ask anyone, they'll tell you that they're not susceptible to these scams out there. And they say, oh, I'm too smart for that, and so forth. How true is that belief, and are we more susceptible than we actually think?
Yeah. Well, you know, there are certain, okay, there's that typical Nigeria scam that everybody is aware of. If you have an email account, you've gotten these emails where they say that you've won a lottery, some lottery winnings, or there's some cash in a bank that's unclaimed and it's supposed to go to you. You know, these originated in Nigeria, is why they call that. But everyone's gotten those, and a lot of people are really savvy to them. So they think, oh, well, you know, these types of scams, these money wiring scams, they have nothing to do with me. I would never fall for something like that. Okay, maybe you wouldn't, but maybe you would fall for a different type of online scam that's mutating. So, for example, the type where they contact you for some kind of some type of service to do something, maybe some work, and they send you too much money for the work that you did, and they ask you to refund some of the difference. So they send you a check, but it's a fake check, and they say, oh, you know what, I made a mistake. It's extra, you know, $2,000 more than it should be. Could you send the difference? And you already cashed the check, so, you know, you're like, okay, well, this makes sense to me. And it's amazing how people will fall for that because it seems so legitimate. The bank cashed the check, and if, hey, if the bank cashed the check, the bank must know what they're doing. Therefore, this guy must be legitimate.
But in fact, the check isn't cashed. It just has gone through the system, but you haven't gotten the funds for it yet.
Precisely.
That's the trick, and that's the scam.
My
guest is Eric Sandberg. We're talking about holiday scams. So you've mentioned a couple of them. You've mentioned the online purchasing scams that are out there. You just mentioned this refund scam, which I found was incredibly clever on somebody's part to come up with that. What are some of the other scams that we really need to have our antenna out for so that we don't fall victim to them?
Well, there's a sad one, which is a relationship scam. These are the holidays, and this is, again, a kind of a holiday-related one, where people are looking for love and companionship, and it can be a very difficult time of year to be alone. So more people seek out love during this time, meaning you open yourself up for these relationship scams. So you go on online dating sites, or you're contacted by somebody who says, hey, I saw your picture, I'd love to hook up, and you open yourself up, and in fact, Western Union has reported an increase in relationship scams. And what happens is that, you know, you're looking for love and you think you found your match, and you end up with this person who says, hey, you know what, I can't pay my bills. Could you help me out? You know, could you wire over money so that I can maybe come to your country and be with you, darling? And Western Union has reported a 30% increase from October of this year.
30%? That's staggering
crazy
number.
Yeah, and that's because this is the time of year where people want to have a loved one. They want to be together with somebody. So, you know, it's tragic to me.
That is. I mean, there's so many ways in which these scammers will take advantage of our emotions. One that caught my interest, again, as being particularly clever, Erica, is the lost pet scam. What is that?
You know, somebody will contact you, and sometimes it'll be actually from somebody who worked at a veterinary service company. And they'll say that they found your pet. They found a pet. And that person will then offer to send the pet back if you're willing to pay for shipping. And that plays on, even if it's not your pet, it plays on your goodness of heart. You know, there's this poor little dog out there that this guy found. And, you know, he'll send over the dog or the cat, but you just have to pay for shipping. He can't afford that. So, you know, it's just a way. It's an emotional hook. Look for the emotional hook.
Always look for the emotional hook. My guest is Erica Sandberg. Erica, talk to me about another one that plays on our emotions and family at this time of year. It's one that you call the grandson scam.
Yeah. And that one's getting more and more clever all the time. That one is very often it's elderly people who are contacted by phone, sometimes via email, but usually phone. And the caller says, hey, listen, you know, I'm either your grandson or your granddaughter, or I'm in contact with your grandson or granddaughter. They're in trouble. They've just gotten arrested. They're in Thailand, and they need bail so that they don't have to spend the rest of their lives in a Thai prison. You need to wire over the money immediately. Again, that goes back to the emotional hook of, wow, a loved one of mine is in danger? I better get that money out over there real quick. And that's very scary. It's a scary feeling. So, you know, these are common, and they're constantly changing. That one has actually mutated into a Facebook scam where you'll get a Facebook message from somebody. And that's not a grandparent scam anymore. Then that's like a friend one. I got one through Facebook. So they're constantly morphing.
But it is amazing how these scammers really do change with the times and change as they're being discovered, morph into something new. It begs the bigger question, Erica, and the bigger question is, how can we spot a scam?
Red flags.
Yep.
You know, if it's something that you're purchasing, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever for somebody to sell a brand new Apple laptop that retails for $2,500 for $600. Doesn't happen. Doesn't make sense. Does it appeal to your good bargain? Absolutely. But, you know, you have to look at that wonderful saying of, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Well, let me put the brakes on right here, if I can, for just a minute, because how does that compare to some of these auction websites, such as Bezid, that offer products at ridiculously low prices, and they're an auction and it keeps bidding up? How does it compare to something like Bezid or these other auction sites?
Yeah, you know, auction sites are a little, they're interesting. The warning sign for an auction site would be if the seller is only accepting cash. Now, if they accept other forms of payment, PayPal and credit card and debit card, you know, the chance that they're legitimate is much greater than somebody who just says, no, the only way I'm going to accept money, accept payment is by cash, and it needs to be wired to me within minutes. Big red flag. Listen to it. Look for it. And that's posted everywhere. It should be posted on all the it's on eBay. It's on Western Union's documents. It's in the offices. It's on the billboards. You know, you have to open up your eyes, though. It's like nobody's going to make you absorb it but you. So even though all there are stopgap measures everywhere, and Western Union does a very good job of trying to educate people and really get the word out, it's really up to us as consumers, and I hate the word consumers, as people, to be aware and not get taken if we possibly can. You know, I mean, there are times when we let our guard down, especially during the holiday season. You know, here it is. You know, people, I'll have to admit something. I once walked away from my wallet.
Ooh.
at a Macy's store. I was paying for ornaments, and I just walked away from my wallet.
Oh, goodness.
We let our guard down at this time of year.
Without a doubt. My guest is Erica Sandberg. We're talking about holiday scams. So give us some other red flags, Erica, that we absolutely need to be on guard for.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody is only accepting cash as a payment, if somebody is pressuring you, where you feel like the sense of urgency isn't just coming from you, but it's coming from them, like, listen, you know, this deal's not going to last, you know, that type of thing. Well, there's a lot of people out there who are selling merchandise. Look around. There are inconsistencies. There's this woman who we've been working with who was, I'm going to call her a victim even though she's not. She's actually somebody who was able to thwart these thieves. Where she did some, they contacted her. She was a very well-educated woman. She was a translator. They contacted her saying, could you do some translating? She did it for them. But she said herself, when they contacted her, the email didn't sound quite right. It was written in broken English, even though, yes, she was translating through. But the footnotes, she had all these little signs that said, this isn't how it's normally done. And, but, you know, the pay was decent, and this is what she does. So she did the work. They spent way too much money. And they asked her to send the difference back. And it was caught. It was caught right there at the office as she was trying to wire the money back, you know, in good faith. So, but she knew, you know, like now in hindsight, she was able to say, yeah, that wasn't, it didn't feel right from the beginning.
Right. But in hindsight, that's always the key. My guest is Erica Sandberg. So Erica, what about these claims, these solicitations that we get? You've won a prize. All you have to do is pay the taxes or the shipping or some small fee and it will be yours.
And those are the Nigeria scams, because that's where they had originated a long time ago. And those are ancient. Those have been around the mail. People were receiving those, you know, right in their mailbox. You know, they can appeal to your, especially if you're hard up for cash. You know, like, wow, I just want something. I just have to pay for the taxes. I just have to pay for the shipping fees or whatever it is. You know, they can be very exciting and very enticing, but they just don't happen. I don't think that there are any legitimate ones that do that. In fact, you know, not that I'm aware of. So
Well, and you are the expert in that area as well. My guest is Erica Sandberg. Erica, now you've got an audience, and you want to leave them with one lasting thought for the rest of this holiday season. What would that one thought be for avoiding scams?
Educate yourself. Be active in becoming a really great shopper, consumer, treat your money right and listen to the experts, not the fraudsters. You know, it's the information is out there. If you're going to wire money, go to Western Union and say, excuse me, does this sound right to you? Trust them. Don't trust the guy on the other line who told you to not talk to anybody about the transaction. Big red flag.
Sound advice. My guest has been Erica Sandberg. Erica, if people are intrigued and they maybe want to learn more about you, learn more about your TV show, learn more about these scams, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, you can always contact me at ericasandberg.com. I'm there. If you want to know more about shopping online and using wire transfers, go to Western Union. They have great anti-scam information right there at your fingertips with all sorts of great information and news about the constantly mutating scams that are out there and what you need to look out for. Hey, look, it's a very safe thing normally, but it's just like any other financial transaction. You have to be careful. So do the research. And the FTC is a great website, too.
All right, and that's good to know. Erica, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you.
Thank you.